The US President Donald Trump says he's ordered more sanctions against Iran as Saudi Arabia claims it has proof that Tehran was behind the weekend attacks on its oil production facilities. But if there is evidence that the missiles came from Iran, Saudi Arabia has yet to reveal it. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
Saudi Arabia's defence ministry called journalists to a press conference in Riyadh, where it was promised there would be proof of Iran's role in an attack that has cut the nation's oil output in half. But the evidence was inconclusive. The centrepiece was the wreckage of what was said to be a cruise missile. Saudi Defence Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki said 24 missiles and drones were fired at his nation. The attack was launched from the north and was unquestionably sponsored by Iran. The evidence throughout my brief I've displayed that you've seen in front of you makes this undeniable. But while it's highly unlikely that Yemen's Houthi rebels are capable of launching an extremely accurate, undetected missile barrage from 800 kilometres away, there was nothing in Colonel al-Maliki's briefing that proved Iran's involvement.
The cruise missile cannot reach, as we have put the ring, and it's not coming from Yemen. Those kind of attack is coming from most likely from the north. It can be launched from somewhere. And right now, we are working to know exactly the launch point.
Iran's defense minister, Amir Hatami, said Saudi Arabia had proved nothing. The issue is completely clear, and these claims and accusations are firstly completely, seriously, and decisively rejected. It's just a claim, and you can accuse anyone under any circumstance and provide no reason for it. If Saudi Arabia or the United States has evidence that the missiles came from Iran, they're yet to reveal it. There's a chance that more information will be released. US investigators are helping Saudi Arabia, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Riyadh overnight to discuss the attack and presumably a response. He told journalists travelling with him that the strike was an act of war. But the response, when it comes, may not necessarily be a military one. In the hours before the press conference, Donald Trump tweeted that he'd ordered the imposition of even more sanctions on Iran. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, says his nation was not responsible for the breakdown in relations with the US. We did not start breaking deals. We did not start cutting relations. Those who have taken a step back should better take a step forward. It's not yet clear what form the new US sanctions will take. Most international trade and all financial transactions are already banned. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.